This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral meeting with the President of Ghana, John Mahama, at Jubilee House in Accra last night. Both leaders discussed various ways to strengthen and deepen bilateral relations. Four MOUs were signed following the talks, including in the areas of cultural exchange and traditional music. In his joint press statement following the talks, Prime Minister Modi announced that they have decided to give India-Ghana partnership the form of a comprehensive partnership.
हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार $3 billion पार कर चुका है. भारतीय कंपनियों ने लगभग 900 प्रोजेक्ट्स में लगभग $2 billion का निवेश किया है. आज हमने आपसी व्यापार को अगले 5 वर्षों में दोगुना करने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
Mr. Modi was also conferred with Ghana's highest state of honor in recognition of his distinguished statesmanship and influential global leadership. Prime Minister arrived in Accra yesterday on a state visit to Ghana. He was accorded a ceremonial welcome by President Mahama, including a guard of honor and 21-gun salute at the airport. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Trinidad and Tobago tonight in the second leg of his five-nation visit. He will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Kala Kanglu, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations. Our correspondent reports that the visit is historic, as this year marks 180 years of the arrival of Indian immigrants to Trinidad and Tobago. The annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra formally began this morning from both Pahalgam and Balthal routes amid tight security. We have more from our correspondent.
More than 5,000 pilgrims reached yesterday safely at base camps of Pahalgam and Balthal in Kashmir region. Yatris received a grand welcome from local populace, civil society members and administration.
Bum, bum, ole, bum, bum, ole.
Kashmir ki wadi mein,
Bholenath ki chadi mein, Amarnath mein dera lala, ole tera roop nirala.
Lakhs of devotees from across the country are expected to pay obeisance this year at 12,756 feet high Holy Cave in the Himalayas in Kashmir region. In light of Pahalgam attack on 22nd of April, elaborate foolproof security arrangements have been put in place for this safe, seamless and secure pilgrimage. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
The monsoon session of Parliament will begin on July 21 and continue till August 21. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the government's proposal to convene the monsoon session from 21st of July to 21st of August 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that in view of the Independence Day celebrations, there will be no sittings on 13th and 14th of August. Ministry of External Affairs has expressed deep concern at the abduction of three Indian nationals employed at the diamond cement factory in Kays, Mali. The incident occurred on the 1st of this month when a group of armed assailants carried out a coordinated attack at the factory premises and forcibly took the Indian nationals as hostages. The ministry said in a statement that many military and government installations at multiple locations of western and central Mali in the West African country were attacked by terrorists. In cricket, India were 310 for 5 against England at stumps on day 1 in second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Edgbaston in Birmingham. Skipper Shubman Gill with 114 runs and Ravindra Jadeja with 41 runs were at the crease. Yashasvi Jaiswal also contributed 87 runs. For England, Chris Woakes scalped 2 wickets. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bowl. In the first test of the five-match series, England defeated India by 5 wickets to lead 1-0 at Headingley, Leeds. Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. The weather agency predicted light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over east, central, northwest and northeast parts of the country during the next 6 days. Similar conditions likely to prevail over Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep, Karnataka and Telangana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.